Section 2, Negotiating Compensation. You've probably invested in this program for one of three reasons. One, you'd like to talk to your present employer into paying you more. Two, you're up for a promotion and will be negotiating your compensation package. Three, you're applying for your dream job and want to cut the best deal you can. I'm going to teach you a lot of negotiating tactics that will help you negotiate the best deal. But first, let's look at the big picture. What makes you valuable to an employer? What positions you to get the best deal? Power comes from having options. Here's rule number one in any negotiation. Your power is in direct relationship to the options that you have versus the options that the other side has. At Harvard University, they call that the BATNA, B-A-T-N-A, the best alternative to a negotiated agreement. The side that has the best BATNA has the power in a negotiation. Let's apply that very sound principle to your relationship with an employer. Your value is directly related to the difficulty of replacing you. I've been applying that rule for most of my life, ever since I started my first business as a resort hotel photographer when I was only 16. I've never come across an exception to the rule. It's always applied when I was a personnel director, I guess we call that a human resources director these days, at a large department store and was hiring people every day. It always applied when I was the president of a large real estate company in Southern California with 28 offices, 540 sales associates, and a headquarters staff of 50 people. Do you ever wonder about the people who collect tolls on bridges and freeways? Don't they realize that on any given day they could show up for work and their cozy little toll booth would have been torn out and replaced with a mechanical transponder? Or the ubiquitous ATM machines that are faster used than the teller and easier to get along with? What about the people who check you out at the grocery store or the hardware superstore? Don't they understand that they are being replaced every day by self-service checkouts and the customers don't miss them? Check into a big casino hotel in Las Vegas these days. You don't get to talk to a desk clerk. You walk over to a screen and identify yourself by inserting your credit card. The machine assigns you a room and asks you how many keys you want. It instructs you to take the blanks out of a box.